Ebony, you've had a bit of a strong season.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased, I think, as a captain. I think we had obviously went through a bit of a patch losing during the middle of the season. But I think it's a real testament to the girls in terms of how they've approached the business end of the season, in terms of refocused, again, positive attitude. And it's obviously shown in terms of results over the last 7 weeks.
It would be fair to say that you and Layla at the back have played your fair part of the results.
It's definitely been a squad effort, but I think at the start of the season, I said I was really excited about Layla coming to Team Bath. She brings a wealth of experience, and she's a very good, a natural leader. And having played with her at England before, I was actually really excited about the partnership. I can definitely say we've grown from strength to strength throughout the season, and obviously playing some really good netball at the moment. But I think you've also got to look at Sam Cook and Imogen Allison and Mia Ritchie and also Jess Shaw, who's been part of that defensive unit. And I think there's been a variety of options that we've been able to put out against opposition. But I think that's all contributed in terms of the defensive display that we've seen.
And this run, you're on 5 out of 5. It's almost come at the right end of the season.
It really has come at the right end of the season. I think it took us a little while to gel and to find our style and to be comfortable with that. But like we say, this part of the season is always the business end of the season. And I think it's just absolutely fantastic that we're finding form and we're consistently showing that we can match it and beat the best. So hopefully, again, crucial match on Saturday against Wasps. Hopefully we can get the result and obviously make sure we secure that place in the Final Four.
How important have Anna and Jess been and their whole experience and assurances over the season?
Anna and Jess have been absolutely phenomenal. They're a formidable team. As you know, I worked with Anna at England, and she is world class in terms of her coaching ability. And I think together with Jess Thirlby, they're an excellent pair in terms of understanding not only the player and the performance required on court, but also understanding the individual off the court and obviously trying to marry the two in order to get the best out of each and every one of us. So I have a definitely deep respect for Anna and Jess as a coaching team, and I think it's just shown in terms of where they've taken this group from the beginning of the season to the middle of the season to what we're now producing and from based on their leadership at the end.
This squad of 2016-2017, what are they like as a group?
We've definitely got a mixture of youth and experience. I know that sounds like a cliche, but I think it's definitely true. I think you've got the likes of like Paige, Reed and Imogen Allison, who are in their second year of uni. And then you could probably call me the veteran, being 29 years old.
Experience, thank you very much.
Experience. You said it, I did. At the other end of the scale. So, and in between, we've got quite a lot of 25 and 26-year-olds. So everyone's at different stages of their career, but in terms of their contribution and their willingness to not only to continue to develop, but also makes it such an energetic and a centre of excellence. I think it's great to have that myriad of ages and experience and talent.
Bath obviously has that vast history of winning the league in the past. Will it be nice to help them get to the final this year?
Indeed. I think that's what we always set out to do. I think after last year when I returned to the franchise, we obviously placed third, and I actually thought we actually probably had a squad last year that could have gone all the way. I always want to add titles and accolades to my list, and I think that's why I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get to training. That's why you make the sacrifices. That's why you show that commitment to your training and to the sport and the choices you make each and every day. So the title is definitely the ultimate. And definitely what not only myself but the team are aiming for, and it's just hopefully we can put ourselves in the best position to obviously give us the opportunity in which to try and secure it.
We must be doing something right because you're nominated for Sportswoman of the Month.
I know, I was so surprised. I got a tweet today at work, and I was beaming and absolutely smiling. But I think, like you mentioned earlier, I feel very, very honoured to have been nominated. But again, I think if I did win, it would be an award for the team because I'm only as good as the people around me. It's a team sport. There's 7 of us on the court, obviously 12 of us in the squad, and probably can hand it to them for making me look good.
All to play for, obviously, at the weekend. How are you all set going into that game?
We're really prepared. I think we're actually excited about the game. Wasps, as you know, we had a bit of a thriller a couple of weeks ago, and where we were obviously leading by 9 in the third quarter, and then obviously it was quite a close encounter. And towards the end, I think we drew level and then won by 2. So I know very much from that result, Wasps will be hurting from that result. And they want to obviously try and reverse the result So I think we've just got to kind of stick to our game plan as we have been doing. I think we can go into the match with confidence in terms of the way we've been playing and in terms of the combinations that, and the relationships that we've formed. And again, we've got nothing to lose. I think in one sense, Wasps will be at home, we'll be the underdogs. So it's just about, again, taking each quarter by each quarter, each 5 minutes by 5 minute period and each goal by goal. And hopefully at the end of it, as long as we put our best foot forward, keep the belief, hopefully the result will be ours.
I mean, Anna's been saying that, hasn't she? 5 minutes by 5 minutes, but literally, that's the way to play it.
It is the way to play. I think it's sometimes we can get wholly consumed by thinking about the full 60-minute period and the end result. But I think once you break it down and you try and focus on the process, I think it helps assist you keep staying on task, and it makes everyone accountable, depending what their role is, obviously, within the team throughout each period of play.
And then after your game, we'll be hitting Twitter and constantly refreshing it like everybody else around the country to see how the math works?
Only if we lose. If we win, I think we secured the top four spot. So I think that will be a sigh of relief. If we lose, I will be on Twitter, obviously checking the result of the other match. But hopefully we will be in a position and we'll be able to obviously control the result on Saturday. And hopefully there won't be a need for that.
And either way, you've had a really strong season and you just hope that you've done all the fans proud?
Indeed, we hope. That's why we go out there. I think in the South West, we've got some of the best fans in the league. They're so committed. They come in, they're blue and they're gold. Even the fans from home, in terms of the social media presence, I always get week in, week out, message on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, just saying that they've enjoyed watching the game and they're just passionate about the sport of netball. And I think at the end of the day, it's just such a positive thing for the sport that there's so much spectatorship, there's so much awareness, and the profile of the game is building from week to week to week. So hopefully we can continue to build, not only as a team, not only as a franchise, not only as a league, and make the league bigger and bigger year on year on year.
And then a bit of a short break and then the Fast Five at the O2, that'll be good.
It will indeed. How exciting. I think as a player myself, when I heard the announcement of that, I absolutely love playing at the O2 Arena, having played there on a number of occasions with England. And it's an absolutely fantastic venue. The atmosphere is absolutely electric. And everyone absolutely loves the Fast Five format of the game just because of the pace of it, the introduction of the super subs and the three-point shots. So I think it'll be a real spectacle. I'm looking forward to the event that England Net will create with it. And obviously now Bath has just been announced as one of the teams going to be included. So I'm just going to put my best foot forward and hopefully I'll be selected too.
Well, no long bombs just yet. You've got a weekend and a couple more fixtures of the normal rules, all right?
Indeed, indeed.